Well, once again, I really hope that I'm not exhausting you with Moldovan case. But just to link it to what Andrei has said about the forecast, surprisingly, 30 years of Moldovan independence makes it realize, and honestly, I'm definitely very proud of what the current government is literally doing, and believe me, please don't quote, this is not a political statement at all. But in the last 2-3 years, I have been personally the eyewitness of political policy changes in the energy sector, shifting from the responsive measures to energy crisis, which we face not only once, not twice, but much more times. And we shifted to preventive measures. So if to link the idea, which I definitely liked it very much with what Andrei was saying about the forecasting, in the energy sector, this applies as well. So once you have this forecasting, for us as decision makers, definitely an instrument that is needed to forecast. When you have the policies in place, you need the instruments how to implement those policies. So for us as decision-making bodies, definitely the access to financing and to have a more mutual tandem with the commercial banks, but not only with the development partners, it is a stake. Particularly, as I have said about such countries, the one which have higher risks in attracting loans, which we understand, not even loans, in attracting financing means in general, because this is a costly, relatively costly. It's definitely not the same as in terms of renewable energy, but still. So for us, to sum up, forecast, accessibility, affordability, these are the things that go all hand in hand as decision making in terms of energy efficiency, in order to ensure the systemic approach for this topic.